Hi, I'm David Youngren. Welcome to step 3 in our Foundational Awakening Meditation Series. The purpose for this series of meditations is to provide you a simple step-by-step meditation process that you can use as you awaken more and more to your deepest and truest self, love. When you awaken to that dimension within you that permeates with love, peace, and grace, you have awakened to your union with God. To find your true self in paradise, grace must permeate your subconscious. Grace is the antidote to the ego. The ego, which some has described as edged God out or edged unconditional love out, is to live by the value system of the tree of knowledge of good and evil that gets worth and significance by earning acceptance, approval, and love through its own merits, through its own efforts. Any success we achieve is justified by crediting our hard work or our spiritual commitment. Whatever good happens to us, we deserve somehow because we are self-made, or at least subconsciously we think we are. This mindset ingrained in your subconscious cannot accept unconditional love. The ego reasons, if there is a God, and that God is going to help me, then I must do something to deserve that help. Whether believing, praying, going to my place of worship, being a good person, giving toward good causes, being loved toward family, obeying the rules of my religion, or reading my sacred texts, the ego will always find something to rationalize why God brings favor and success. Grace, however, is counter to every egoic instinct you have, because the essence of grace is unmerited or undeserved favor. In many ancient spiritual texts, the word grace was used to describe a process by which one comes to the end of the ego and finds a new consciousness emerging from within. The ego yields to undeserved favor. While many of our traditions get at least a semblance of that story, grace is often presented as a mental concept rather than as a transformation from the inside out. But to the ancient writers, grace was not another religious doctrine to separate the sinner from the saint. Grace was a transformational process of the heart. And the heart was an ancient description of what today is commonly referred to as the unconscious mind or the subconscious. And it involved your innermost and deepest feelings. These early Christians viewed the death of Jesus as the tangible expression of grace. When the profundity of grace would permeate the subconscious, it would open the heart to accept God or accept unconditional love without condition. The egoic mind could never receive unconditional love because it had to perceive itself as being deserving of love. But grace, as shown in Jesus, an image that was relatable to them, was a way for these Christian mystics to experience freedom from the egoic patterns in their subconscious, so that they would no longer resist unconditional love or disqualify themselves from the divine presence of love. Of course, their terminology was slightly different from what I used, but the concept is similar. 2 millennia later, grace is most often in Christendom portrayed as the opposite of its intent. Viewed through the dualistic mind, grace becomes a matter of right and wrong, in or out, and good versus evil. Grace is often associated with tribal religion in service of the rational mind or the ego, rather than a deep, mystical, transformational path to awareness of unconditional love. Accepting the spirit of grace is, however, different, because it involves surrendering the need to win, to be right, to be first, to be special, to stand out. These are the ego's never-ending pursuits that only lead to suffering. But when the subconscious permeates with grace, then it opens the door to the spirit or energy of love to flow unhindered through your heart and into every cell in your body. I'm convinced that this divine grace will also empower your mind with increased intelligence, creativity will flow more naturally as your mindset is aligned with undeserved favor. This brings us back to mindfulness and how to incorporate grace into your meditation. It starts with creating an image in your mind of grace flowing from the top of your head all the way through your chest, stomach, and down through your feet and back up again before settling in your mind. The Hebrew wisdom writer Solomon poetically penned that wisdom will place on your head a garment of grace. It surrounds, protects, and creates beauty in your mind. And then while focusing on grace surrounding your head, you will quietly repeat the word grace. Your life, breath, mind, and body is undeserved favor. Everything you accomplish flows from undeserved favor. Nothing you do or say adds anything to your worth. Your intelligence, abilities, gifts, talents, and the propensity to work hard are all undeserved favor. When you are weak, you are strong because everything is merely grace. As you stay focused on grace, the ego will become less prominent in your mind. The need to prove yourself, your worth, your value, and significance will dissolve, and your heart will open itself to your spirit. Remember, you cannot deserve love, work for it, or be good enough to receive it. Nothing can separate you from divine love. You can only wake up to love as the eternal presence of God. Meditating on grace brings you to the place deep within you where your mind will no longer reject unconditional love. From that place, your heart is wide open to God. So let's get into the meditation. The first thing is to make sure you're seated comfortably with your back upright in a quiet place. Take a few moments. Become aware of your surroundings. Try not to judge anything you see. Just observe your surroundings like you have been blind and now suddenly could see for the first time. Notice the intricate details of everything. I'll be quiet for a few moments as you just observe everything around you. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Inhale slowly through your nose until it fills your lungs. Now exhale slowly through your mouth. Do this 5 times. Thank you. focus on the word grace. Grace. Let the full meaning of that word well up inside you until your mind is no longer racing back and forth, and until you are just conscious of grace. Continue to focus on grace for the next while. Whenever your mind drifts, return to the word grace. Grace. I'll be back at the end. can now begin to slowly open your eyes. Move your arms slowly in a stretching motion, and as you continue your day, contemplate on these words. My life is filled with grace. My life is filled with grace. Again, my life is filled with grace. My life is filled with grace.